Mayanna Dellinger is a professor at the University of South Dakota who specializes in international public and business law.
So in this case, they're claiming that the United States decision interfered with Canada and the Canadian company's legitimate interest in investing in this, energy pipeline in its own country, in Canada, in other words.
The U.S. has never lost a NAFTA claim specifically related to Chapter 11 investments, and this claim is likely to fail as well, says USD environmental law professor Sean Kammer. He points to Donald Trump's presidential cross-border permit that warns the document could be rescinded. But Kammer says it's not impossible for TC Energy to win. The fact that the three most recent presidents alternated between approving and rejecting the permit could work for or against the company.
There could be read into that a tacit acceptance of this on the part of Canada that its oil and gas developers might be subject to presidential whim.
The back and forth could also be a sign that the U.S. treated TC Energy unfairly. Kammer pointed to the original State Department report that found little environmental risk, and the fact that the government approved American fossil fuel projects while rejecting the TC Energy one. For SDPB, I'm Ariel Zients in Rapid City.